This is Russell Gibson. We're going to be crossing over to Mornington Island to speak to Mr. Bobby Thompson. Mr. Bobby Thompson is a councillor of Mornington Island Shire Council. Bob, how are you?
Good morning. Now, you want to update on this weather?
Yeah, thank you, Bobby, for talking with us here at Black Star Radio. But one of the first questions I'd like to ask you, are the tidal surges of this storm affecting any of your houses along the shorelines or any structure as such?
To tell you the truth, this tidal surge hasn't been a headache to us here. It all depends on the tides, you know. If it's low, it doesn't worry us. If it's high, well, it might, but it doesn't really worry us.
Bobby, throughout the media organisations, both TV and radio, they've been broadcasting that the storm will accompany itself with a 100-kilometre winds. If that is so, has any damage occurred in Mornington Island?
Yes, we have. Again, we have good homes and we had good shelter. Hardly any damages on trees and other things here, you know? Nothing like that.
That's really good to hear, Bobby, that everyone in Mornington Island is safe and that the wind didn't cause any structural damage to the people's houses.
Yeah, everyone, at present everyone's complaining about the heat.
Oh, about the heat?
Yeah.
So is it overcast over there at the moment in Mornington Island?
No, it's all clear now. A lovely clear day.
All blue skies.
We got a easterly breeze, probably a breeze off that cyclone.
Yes.
And nothing in the sky looked like rain.
Wow. So you didn't get any rain at all, or did you get some rain?
We got a good fall of rain and a fair amount of wind.
Well, I guess you guys will be the first one going out getting all the prawns now after the floods.
Oh, for sure, yeah. They'll be all moving out now. I've seen on the TV this morning all that rain falling that way.
It's not too good, is it?
I think you're getting more than your share.
Yeah, because also we heard over the ABC radio that the Koanyama Airport has actually sunken in as well, apparently.
Yes, because it's way down in the lowlands, that one.
Yeah, it's right in front of the beachfront, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's also good to hear that none of the houses were damaged by the predicted 100-kilometre wind gust that was accompanying this storm.
None whatsoever. We've got good buildings here now after all these government buildings come in. Here we've got good homes. We've got some good block homes that can withstand up to category 3.
Yes.
Maybe category 4 if it do come, you know.
Yes. Now, Bobby, obviously Mornington Island has an emergency cyclone procedure. Obviously, you guys didn't have to act upon it. And we're glad to hear that.
We've got our plans there.
Uh-huh.
And we've already set up with things like that. We've got a good shelter. We've got a couple of good shelters all marked out. If there is a evacuation, we have to get in about a few hours early, you know, get in early and get maybe the old people and the patients away from here. That'll be our first priority.
Bobby, Mornington Island has a cyclone shelter for the residents over there. Which building in Mornington Island is identified as your cyclone shelter?
Yes, we've got a PCYC that's built for a cyclone, category 3 or 4, maybe 5. And then we've also got the old pub that we use, an evacuation centre. And there's another sport and rec centre that we've especially built for cyclones that we go to.
Well, Bobby, look, thank you very much on behalf of Black Star Radio for taking the time to talk to our listeners.
Okay, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
This is Russell Gibson from Hopewell for Black Star Radio.